How did I beat you?
You're too fast.
Do you believe that my being stronger or faster has anything to do with my muscles in this place? You think that's air you're breathing now?
The air. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode, my people. This was a great fight scene here with in the Matrix with Neo and Morpheus. And once again, that was a great question. Do you think that's air that you breathe in? I want to talk to you today, my people, because we talked about this in another episode about the essence of breathing, the essence of stretching. Okay, so let me ask you again: is that air that you breathing? Okay, my people, because that which you are breathing is only that which they taught you that you were breathing. Okay, what if they never taught you that you were breathing anything? Similar to what Morpheus just told Neo in the Matrix. So I need to ask you, is that really air that you breathing? What if they told you that that wasn't air you was breathing, that was nothing? What if they told you that it was just an illusion? Most likely you will be believing it, right? Because, listen, indoctrination, I hope I said it right, right? That is real. You know, a system of beliefs that one gets in whatever society they're born in, okay? Listen, that thing is real, because we know that people perception, you know, what we perceive is what we believe. You know what I'm saying? So as we start to talk about this breathing, the essence, we have to go back to the source. Okay, my people, I want to talk to you today, because even when I talk to my young students, I tell them this. I show them this. Okay? Let me give you one example. Everybody say it with me: go back to the source. Okay? So how do we go back to the source? Real simple. The other episode, I talked about the Iceman. He told you how he went back to the source, okay? There was a missing component, but, you know what I'm saying, he was getting close, okay? Some people like to get hot. You know, if you study, shout out to Master Chief, you know, he uses the sun. You know what I'm saying? Nature Boy, he uses the sun, okay? Reverend Knight, he uses the Son of God, okay? Christ, okay? And I want to talk to you what I share with my students. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, because this is all about the power and the purpose. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, do you think it's your hand that's giving them the power? Just like what I asked you about the air. And Neo was being educated about the air. Where is the power coming from? Of course, they're going to say their hands, because they're looking with their eyes. And we're taught that, listen, you can't walk by your sight. You got to walk by faith. So I showed them how the power, the energy, is coming from, that's right, the leg power, the legs. Similar to the effect I tell them of pushing a car. If you're pushing that car right now, where is the power coming from? And the power is just not coming from the legs, but the power is coming from the air. Now, what if the power is not just coming from the air? Then the power most likely is coming from your mind. That's right, my people, mind power. And we talked about that, so I'm not going to go too much into that, because we talked about this in the other episode. But my people, the essence of stretching, okay? The essence of breathing, the essence of thought. And we're going to, listen, we got to get to the source, okay, my people? Because if we don't get to the source, we're going to be in some source of religion, you know, in some sort of religion. And we don't want that. Everybody say these three words with me: no rules, no theology, okay? No rules, no laws, no theology. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you want more, if you want to know what I mean, then I need you to reach out to me and I will tell you more about that. But just in case you need a tip, none of that got nothing to do with Christ. There's only one law. That's the law of love, okay? But let's listen about that law of love, that law of the mind.
Absolutely nothing. I don't know what got hold to me this morning. Something's on me this morning. I was teaching some young men the other day. Can I just give you a 5-minute little seminar? I was teaching some young men the other day, and I was teaching them about the power of a thought. The power of a thought. And how I evolved into teaching them on the power of a thought is that I was teaching them about corporations. I said, a corporation is not a building. IBM can move to another building and they're still IBM. A corporation is not a person. The founder and the president can die and the company can still exist. So if a corporation is not a building and it is not a person, the third thing it is not a product. It is not a product. It can exist without the product. It can change from one product to the other and continue to exist. So if it's not a product and it's not a person and it's not a premise, not property, what is a corporation literally? It's a thought.
Yes, sir.
A corporation is so real that if I set up a corporation and you enter into that corporation with me, the very fact that I set up a corporation means that you can't sue me. You have to sue the corporation because the corporation is an entity unto itself. But a corporation is a thought. And then I took it a step further. I said the Potter's house is not a building. We could leave this building. They could have this building, but they couldn't have the church. The church is not defined by a building. The Potter's house is not a building. The Potter's house is not a man. I could die and the Potter's house could continue right on. The Potter's house is not a man. It's a thought. It's an idea. It's a conviction. It's a premise. I said that to say to them, can I take it a step further with you? For the last 300 years, if you would imagine yourself 300 years back from where you are right now, you would be about in the 1700s or so. How many things would disappear out of your life? Cars gone, television gone, phones gone, electricity gone, refrigerators gone, microwaves gone, cell phones gone. Look at all the fabrics that would be gone, polyesters gone, blends gone. Look at all the stuff that would be gone. In 300 years, almost everything you call normal happened in the last 300 years, which is a short time out of the thousands of years of our existence. It all happened within the last 300 years. It was ideas bursting at the seams, ideas and concepts creating fabrics and concepts, and maybe we take this seed and this seed, we can produce a hybrid, and here comes the peanut, and here comes the phone, and here comes electricity, and here comes all of this stuff born out of fertile minds. Are you following what I'm saying? What scares me about this generation right now is that we are going into a dumbing down of ideas. We don't feed our minds anything. We don't invigorate ourselves anymore. Everything in every genre, music everywhere else, television, it's gone down to nothing. Just reality TV. We sit up for hours to watch people act a fool. So the people who study to do the arts and to do dance and to do drama are searching for a job. While Yanente and Tuku is sitting up in front of the camera, we got people in our generation who are famous for nothing. They don't do anything. They don't produce anything. They don't have anything. They're just famous. Famous because you're cute. So it is the dumbing down of ideas. And when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop, because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life. One thought away from being a millionaire. One thought from overcoming. One thought from starting a ministry. One thought from building a business. One thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. Do you have the courage to think? Because if you can think, you can change. You can move. You can evolve. You can grow. You can become. You are one idea away. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your car is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Woo, that was deep. That was deep. So shout out once again. Want to give a shout out, special shout out to Bishop Jakes, you know, the Potter's House. And that was a quick, you know, a sermon that he did about the power of a thought, my people. And that's where it's at. You know, as we want to change, as we want to change things, we got to remember change means to renew the mind. To renew the mind, the deeper mind. And once we renew the mind, renew the thinking, renew the thoughts, renew the stinking thinking. Listen, when we change those things, it's just like changing you drinking sugar to now you drinking water, the healthy water. And what happens? Then you get a difference in your physiology and the way you think and the way you move and the way you feel. Everything changes. When you change the hybrid food to the original food from source that you need to eat, you're going to get the same, listen, you're going to get the same result. You change it, something going to change. You get a different result. Okay, that's a formula. It's a formula that works. So my people, once again, that was a great sermon from Bishop Jakes about what we're talking about today. Keep going back, okay? You know, some people have the other idea. Don't go back. You know what I'm saying? The Messiah said that. Once people got cleaned up, he told them, don't go back. Because sometimes what we do, we go back. We backslide. We go backwards. We do the moonwalk. You know what I'm saying? We're going backwards. People, don't go back. When you make that change for yourself, for your family, all right, my people? When you make that change, don't go back. Okay, my people? Because you don't want, listen, you want everything. You want everything that you deserve. Listen, you deserve to be wealthy and healthy. So, my people, I hope you enjoyed this message today. And make sure you hit me up if you need. Today, it's a special day. I'm giving out something very, I'm going to be sending you an email letter about the mind, okay? And I also want to be able to send you also some healing therapy, okay? Because you got to get that therapy, my people. Keep the stress down. You got my email in the description. MasterTYE29 on Instagram, and the rest will be in the description. So go now, and I'll give that to you. Peace and love.